yes. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for these exciting times. Lord, we're fighting the good fight of faith. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you that you've shut us up to you, Lord God. Lord, again, have us separated more to you this morning. God, help us to go on. Lord, help us to not be indifferent or to sit back. Lord, inspire us this morning in your love to us, Lord God. Put that desire in our lives. God, get our attention this morning with your word. Lord, you love us. Thank you, Lord, that you continue to minister to us. I love you, I love you, I love you. Lord, help us to respond, Jesus. Help us not to just pass through this wondrous time. God, you're about ready to send your son. Lord, thank you for the Holy Ghost. And thank you, Lord, that anointing is here. Lord, we've asked for it in Jesus' name. And Lord, you deliver. Lord, help us to come boldly this morning. And again, Lord, you give grace to the humble. You must increase and I must decrease. Help that to be a truth more and more real, more powerful to every life here. Lord, take this. Lord, reveal yourself more and more. The beauty, the love, the magnificence of who you are and what you want to be to our life. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And we'll just expect from him this morning. And thank God again that he never changes. Hallelujah. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, we'll begin reading from verse 8. Brother Paul speaking. And I believe we say amen to this. We are troubled on every side. Praise God. Yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. Kind of made a light go on, didn't it? Hallelujah. Now you're starting to understand some of these things you go through. Praise be to God. This is exciting. This is the Word of God alive and living in you. Even sometimes when we're a little bit reluctant and say, oh Lord, not that much. Oh, it's too late. You're His. He bought you with the price. You're mine. Hallelujah. Oh, and you love it. I know it. Now, back to 11. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes. That the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, and we know it is, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Praise God. Now here we go. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not, see, this is how all this comes to this conclusion, how all of this affliction and all of this trial we go through and all of this truth that we know, this is how it is made light, and this is how that far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory is a rejoicing to our life. It's all found in 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And praise the Lord. This past week there was this precious brother at the turn of the century, just a nothing in a sense to the world, little pastor fella. And he said, "Oh God, help me to take aim. Help me to set my sights on the unseen things." Praise God. Man, that brother had it all. Praise his name. Not to be distracted, brothers and sisters, by the temporal, the things that are really so close to hand, the things that we deal with every day, but setting my sights on the unseen things. The things, brothers and sisters, that are unseen are the Word of God. The things which are unseen by the eyes is faith. Praise God. The things, praise God, that are forever with Jesus. And God enable us, truly, and he does, to not be distracted, to not be entangled, as the Word of God says, with the affairs of this life. Let's make it real basic. We're talking about with the tangible things of this life, the visual things of this life, the sensory things of this life. Don't let me be entangled with that. Don't let that steer my life. But my mind, may it be affixed on the promises of God, the Word of life that tells me very clearly in Galatians 2:20 that the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. That's your life. You live by the faith of the Son of God. You live by the Word of God. You live the unseen things who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, brothers and sisters, this is the faith. I'll give you some examples. That when the seen sees that I'm sick, when the seen sees that my body is just giving over to what this thing is, the unseen encourages me, "Oh no, by his stripes I am healed." Come on now. This is the faith that when the unseen tells me that I feel abandoned by everyone, oh no, the unseen tells me that he will never leave me nor forsake me. This is the faith that when the unseen believes and sees, or you should say the seen sees in my life, this event or this circumstance in my life has overtaken me, that I'm drowned by it, that I cannot even come up for air anymore. It's over. The unseen tells me, "Oh no, there's never going to be a test in your life that you will not be able to bear." And with that test and with that trial, praise be to God, I have already made the way of escape. Amen? Praise God. How about when the seen in my life, as after I've seen so much of the truth, and I fail so miserably, and I am just so mired in something I know is so wrong, yet the unseen tells me, praise be to God, "Even when you believe not, honey, I am faithful." Praise be to God. Or when I think it's over and I've just missed it all, by the sight of my eyes, by the feeling of my flesh, and yet the unseen comes in and says, "Oh no, I will perform the good work which I have begun." And on and on and on and on. We can go through every scripture, couldn't we? Praise God. We can go through every one. And again, every scripture is your life. That's your life. Isn't that so wonderful? And praise be to God, I believe that we know this. And I thank God that I believe that we believe this. But we need to be encouraged in it. Hallelujah. That his grace is sufficient. Amen. What an understatement in a sense. Sufficient. But man, I'll tell you what. It's all sufficiency. In all things, and it's always, praise God, in anything I face, in everything I come against, every downsetting, every uprising, hallelujah, every valley, every mountaintop, praise God, to superabound. And that's always and only in the unseen. Praise God. Didn't we read this? Didn't you read and hear how, man, you're troubled, you're perplexed, you're persecuted. Man, I'll tell you what, you got some things. You got some issues. Hallelujah, you got issues. Because praise be to God, you got Jesus. And he gave them to you. Amen. In his faithfulness, he's afflicted you. Amen. If you're not wounded, praise God, you're not going to understand and know the need of Jesus. These ones that walk through life, oh, I'm just fine. I'm just great. I don't need that Jesus stuff. Oh, that's just for dummies. That's just for weak people. That's just for people that need a hope. Amen. Amen. You can go through life all that way, but there's one thing. At the end of the road, God. And let me tell you something. That's one place you don't want to be without Jesus. So we thank him for this. But you know, brothers and sisters, even with this aiming, just like everything else in the Word of God, it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. I mean, if you really want to take aim on this, and I believe, you know, when you hear the Word of God encourage you, it's not a man to encourage you. It's the Word of God that encourages you. It's the Word, hallelujah, it's the truth that inspires your life. Don't be dependent upon a man. Don't be dependent upon a woman. Depend on Jesus. And Jesus is the Word of God. He's truth. Hallelujah. And this is what does it. And if you really want to take aim on this, and I believe God's dealing with us this morning, if you really want the greatest vision of the unseen, then I'm going to tell you something. You'll want Paul's gospel. You'll get into places like, I'll just give you an example, like Philippians 3. You'll begin to want to see an unseen. Hallelujah. Things that have been hidden from those ones of the sons of men. But now has been revealed to us. That without us, all of those wonderful ones in the Old Testament could not be made perfect. I'm giving you the Word of God. It's incredible. We have got a better thing. We even have more of the unseen to take. We have something that Brother Paul was encouraged to again give out as the Word of God abundantly gave increase to his life. Oh my, if by any means, whatever it takes, Lord, I get this, praise God, how much you love me. You don't want me just to kind of get through with life. You want me super abounding. You want my heart and my eyes and everything set on the affections on the things above. Because if by any means that I might attain to that resurrection, that first flight out of here. Oh my goodness, Brother Paul, after he'd known the Lord some 30 years, he begins to say, oh my goodness, I press, I reach. Oh, for the mark, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There was something that he was going after. There was something, praise God, that the Lord had impressed upon his heart. That's the unseen that I'm beginning to see, hallelujah, that I need to have. Now, this, praise the Lord, is aiming, and then this, praise the Lord, is zeroing in on it. See, people say, oh, I'm aiming for heaven. I'm seated in heaven. My citizenship's in heaven. No, I mean, let me tell you something. I don't take that for granted, but I know that's done. I thank God for it. I'm not aiming for heaven. I'm aiming for the exceeding riches of his grace. I'm aiming for, praise be to God. Lord, you want me to have it all? I want to have it all. I want all of what you have to give to me. I'm aiming for that mark for the prize. I'm aiming to win Christ. I'm aiming for the first trump rapture. I'm aiming by God's grace for first fruit calling. I am aiming to wear the exalted rank of righteousness crown. Amen? Amen. And Paul said, if by any means, listen to these things. How can we deny this? Paul was not talking about salvation. If this was about salvation, let me tell you something, none of us got a chance. Because you would always fall so short of it, you would always blow it. Heaven would be a very empty place. Trust God. I've given it to you freely. You're mine. Hallelujah. You're my son. It's a seed that remains. It's nothing that you can ever be separated from. You have everlasting life. Isn't that awesome? So Brother Paul here encouraging. For what? For the best. For the mark. For the prize. Praise the Lord. Yes, we know these things. But how about rejoice the more? How about even be more thankful? How about even saying, Lord, show me more of this? How about, Lord, let me see more of this unseen, praise be to God, with the vision that you can only give to me. Now, the one thing I found out about aiming at anything, I will tell you this, you got to see it first. Do you know that? You can't aim at something you don't see. It's got to be pointed out, doesn't it? It has to be shown to you. That's why some folks say, oh, well, you know, they'll all just get it anyways. No, you have to hear the gospel. You have to feed upon the word. As even Paul came in there and corrected them, no, it's not just going to be milk, folks. You got to get into the strong meat and you got to hear it. Yes, I am an intense brother in the Lord. I don't know what else to tell you. I've been faulted for my intensity, and sometimes it has to be tempered. I understand that. But in the Lord, I want to go fully purposed. By the grace of God, Lord, I want to be a lover of you as you are a lover of me. And that's always, and it's passionately, and it's amazing in its tenderness. But Lord, help us to want to draw after this. But even after you see this, and I was laughing, kind of thinking about as the Lord brought this to my heart. You know, you can see something, and you know, I love to hunt birds, and I always remember the first time I ever saw a flock of pheasants. I don't know if you call them a flock of pheasants, but a lot of times hunting the way we used to hunt pheasants, we wouldn't even see a pheasant. Then the dog would get mad and look at you and think, man, what's this? What am I doing out here? But I remember finally came up on, we're hunting so good, and these big old flocks of pheasants. I was just a kid flying over my head. I never seen so many. And I thought, oh, well, shoot, I can see them. I'm just going to shoot up in there. Boom, 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 boom. Shot three times. Missed them all. Never got a thing. But as the Lord was encouraging my heart in that, you can see it, but if you don't take aim, you'll never hit it. We can pass through in here, but God, take the reins of my heart. Let me take aim on this unseen. Oh, how wonderful. See, whether it's a goal in life, and I see people, they have, we say, what do they say, got lots of plans but nowhere to go, huh, you know? But you can have a lot of goals in life, but if you go about them in a reckless way, you'll never hit them. You got to focus. You got to move toward it. And see, in the Bible, it tells us with this, we don't run just on emotion. See, people hear about this bridal calling, and it's a wonderful thing. And I love anybody getting excited about it at all. And if there isn't an excitement in your heart about it anyways, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, love's exciting. Love might be quiet, but it's still exciting. It is. It brings out the greatest of emotion. Love brings the greatest anger. Come on. Oh, don't look away from your spouse. Now stop that. It does. It brings out all these things. It amps it up because it's love. Hallelujah. But I'm so grateful to God how this is. But see, when you start to see this thing and you start to see that precious high calling of God in Christ Jesus, you don't just run on emotion. You don't run, as the Word of God says, as one that beats the air, flailing around running. Oh, this is just great. This is great. Huh? That's the group that'll just blow up and won't go on. That truth and love makes you grow up into Him. Hallelujah. And it does. There's a balance all the time in this. It's precious, isn't it? And God is going to work that amazingly all the time. You're going to be on a mountaintop singing and praising Him and just giving Him glory. And then times, I'm going to tell you, you are going to walk through the most death valley there is. That you're not even going to see almost but a flicker of light. You're going to think, Lord, do I even have faith? Come on. Lord, do I really want this? Do I have passion? And then it's got to be, Lord, no. You know what? I know this isn't even about me. This is about you. And I know your love for me has not changed one bit. And you brought me to this place not to be confident on Jesse, but to be confident on Jesus. No, it's not easy because we are in this such a incapable, weak, complaining, ignorant shell of flesh. Boy, do we need the Word of God. Boy, do you need the love of God to encourage you. Because we cannot do this of ourselves. We cannot run in our own strength. We're not going to run in our own emotion. We're not going to run in our own purpose. It's His purpose in me. It's His fullness. It's all the fullness of God in me. That when I am in that valley of the shadow of death valley, and I'm not seeing a flicker, and I'm not feeling a thing, I still know that Jesus loves me. And it's never changed. And it's only growing more intense. Because He knows that, you know what? There isn't anything you're going on right now, honey, but my strength. Huh? You there? Hallelujah! Thank Him for this. Praise Him for it. Then you'll begin to sing praises in the night. You'll even be like that crazy Paul and starting to sing praises and songs in the prison after they've beaten you up and told you, don't you preach this stuff. We're going to beat it out of you. No, you're beating it more into me. I'm just going to get more crazy for Christ's sake. You don't realize what Jesus does with nuts like me. Huh? Come on. Who are you trying to impress in this life? Oh, Lord, help us, huh? But see, brothers and sisters, we got to run with fully purposed hearts. Hearts affixed on the finish. See, you can't even get caught up in the journey. I'm telling you, it's wonderful. Praise Him for the uprising and the downsetting. Praise Him for all of the wonderful things that He's done. But just like Paul will tell you in Philippians 3, those things are past. Forgetting those things which are behind. See, a lot of people like to live in one trophy, and they never move on. They just got stuck in that one glory, and they got another glory, right? God's got another one, another one, another one, another one. And we're talking God here. It's not hard for God. He's got lots of glories lined up. Huh? You believe Him? Come on now. Again, God help us. But we need to have discipline with every stride, and discipline comes by feeding on the Word of God. This isn't just some potpourri of stuff. You need to eat on strong meat. God help you. God help me. Lord, there's a lot of things that'll tickle my ears. It says the making of books, there'll be no end. There's a how-to in Christianity for everything under the sun. And you know it. And oftentimes we read the Word of God and think, well, I need a little bit more. The Lord may encourage you with something. Don't get me wrong. I understand that. But don't you go following that. Because eventually it's just going to lead to more leanness. He'll give you your own way, but you know what happens in your own way? He'll send leanness into your soul. People don't like to hear this. Oh, you think you know everything. No, I don't know anything. But I know the Word of God knows everything. And I know the Word of God tells me to follow Paul as he followed Christ. The Word of God says don't preach any other gospel. That's pretty easy for a simple guy like me. I like to be told, in a sense, from God what to do. Maybe not from you. But then again, God's working on me too. See, isn't that something? But that's what's so wonderful. I'm not telling you anything. This is the Word of the Lord telling you. So what will you do with it? What will you do with Jesus? Huh? And it's not, again, looking at you and oppressing you. He doesn't do that. You're free. You believe in Him, you're free indeed. But oh, praise God, may the love of God captivate you. Now, brothers and sisters, this is what this gospel that's preached by Paul is. It is the bullseye. It is the mark. It is the mystery of Christ in the church. Mentioned it a little bit earlier. I love this precious revelation that was given to this brother. The Word of God had to come to the other ones that knew the Lord and encourage them. That Paul was a chosen vessel unto Jesus Christ. Not to magnify Paul. Not to say, oh, let's set up a monument to Paul. No, 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 no. The reason Paul was chosen of God is because he was the chief of sinner. Paul, the Lord said, I'm going to show how magnificent this is and how incredible this gospel is of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm not going to take one of the disciples to give you this. I'm not going to go and find, oh, this guy that had researched and studied the Word of God and been such a good boy and he never gave his mom and daddy any trouble. No. He went and got the worst one. That's the guy that's going to magnify my grace. That's the one that there's not going to be any doubt that it was my work and nothing of him. You getting it? So he took Paul on the road to Damascus, and bam, he gave it to him. Because it's all my grace. And I'll tell you what, if you ever receive it, you're going to receive it the same way. You're going to only receive it the same way. And the only way you're going to continue to grow in it is you receive it the same way. That, Lord, I am not worthy. I am not deserving of this. I did not earn this in any way, shape, or form. You give it to me because you love me. You give it to me because of grace. Hallelujah. This is what's so wonderful. In Christ, you cannot lose. Matter of fact, he tells you, you are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loved you. He loves you. You're more than. I'm confident someday he's going to have you jumping right out of your skin. That's all right. I'll let him deal with it. But you know, this is what this is, brothers and sisters. It's the desire of the Godhead. Isn't that precious? Do you rely on the desire of the Godhead for your life? Quit relying on your desire. This is the plan of God. This is the purpose of God. This is the very intent, the power. This is what they want. That the Lord, praise God, and they had this wonderful fellowship to say, this is the plan. This is the purpose. And here's the power, and I'm going to set it alive in these vessels. Rely on that desire. Be confident in the desire of his love to you. Hallelujah. See, it is his love for us, brothers and sisters. And you've heard me say this before. When we fall in love with his love for us, then you'll grow. Then you'll soar. Then you'll have a peace that passes all understanding. Because when you're confident in the love of God, you know that it never fails. You know that the love of God's always for you. You know that the love of God will perfect that which concerns you. You know that the love of God, it says that these are the before ordained good works that you should walk therein. That there isn't a misstep. I'm not saying anything goes, but God still is faithful. We always have to rely on his faithfulness. And I'm telling you, when you become that thankful and you become that in love with his love to you, you will walk upright. You'll walk more in that grace. You'll take more of that power of the faith of the Son of God, that life that you live, and it will live in you. It'll overcome things. It'll have you soaring through life. And I'm not talking about because you got a promotion in work or because you got a better job or somebody likes you now or things of that nature. No, your satisfier is Jesus. The Word of God begins to become bold in you. And you do. You grow in the Lord. You become beautiful in him. You shine. And I'll tell you, one of two things happen. People either will be attracted to you or they run from you. Neutral they cannot be. If you're everybody's guy and all men speak well of you, oh my, oh my, oh my. I can tell you right now, you're not making a stand. Make a stand. Make a stand in love, praise God. See, when the helmet of salvation gets on us, brothers and sisters, it's complete salvation. It'll have you turning your eyes upon him in every test. And when your eyes are on the Word of God in the test and in the trial, we have an assurance, and God has given us experience in this. We cannot fail. We will not be defeated. Praise God, because the all-powerful Word of God goes before us. Because we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loved us. And always know that. He loves you. He just loves you. Praise be to God.
Oh, precious hearts. when you've been given the opportunity to win me, to win the best. Have faith, run that race. The time is short and I'm coming soon.
While every head is bowed, we do give you thanks, Jesus. Thank you again for your love in the saints. We thank you again for the precious evidence of your love. We thank you for the encouragement this day. Lord, help us to take what you have given. We know, Lord, that it is God that gives the increase. And in that, we commit it to him. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.